So the bottom part here is the Siman Kuf Pei Ches Sif Gimel. The bottom part here is the vaginal canal, which is the Beis Achitzoin, where blood would be found over here, coming from the walls over here. It doesn't concern us because it's not Damnidus. Damnidus has to do with the uterus, not with the Beis Achitzoin. Over here, between the vaginal canal and the cervix, this is the cervix, there's an opening over here. There's actually two openings, one between the vaginal canal and the cervix, and then one between the cervix and the uterus. This opening over here, the etzem, is referred to as generally 3 millimeters open at all time, but because of pressure and the tightness, a lot of times the opening is almost closed. And also before the first birth, also a lot of times it can be even mamish closed, and then with the first birth it breaks it through over here. The cervix itself is the length of, it's called the Tzavah HaRachem, or the Proizdah, which is the length of approximately 3 to 4 centimeters. And along the side of it is flesh composed of muscles. That's what puts the pressure on it. This doorway is called the external as, or the internal as is further up. Then we have over here the walls, the uterus is over here. The walls of the uterus has blood vessels, rivus chaldam, blood vessels, where generally the blood that's in these vessels are like congealed because of the hormones. They're congealed, that they don't just flow out until she becomes a nida. Then it flows, goes out the uterus, through the cervix, out the vagina, out the Beis Achitzoin, out of the body. Now the blood is stored in these walls here, like we just said, and it's released when she becomes a nida. Generally the entrance of the uterus is very tight, but when she has a baby, this starts to open up until the time of birth, where it's 10 millimeters open. Now we have also that the Bein HaShinayim, she becomes Asa by Bein HaShinayim. What happens is the walls, instead of being fluffy, they thin out and get longer, and then they sort of give more room. That's what happens. The Rishonim referred to the uterus as a upside down agas, like upside down pear. That's this part. It's wide on top, narrow over here. Then as this thins out, it makes more room. Now, the Bein HaShinayim. So Lamaisa, Rishonim Zalman has a kuntres, which is very negate to our simin, at least the second anaf, third anaf, and fourth anaf. The first anaf is more the chumud Reb Zera, but the last anaf is about psichus makar. The second anaf is about shveferes. So over there he discusses what's Bein HaShinayim. So again, there's a lot of machlekesim and achrayim. Will probably touch on them, rishayim, achrayim, as we go through the sugya. But basically, he narrows it down after dealing with the Rambam. He narrows it down to the Sidrei Taira. But the Sidrei Taira learns that somewhere in the vaginal canal, over here in the vagina, is where she becomes Tamea. That means she's not Tamea until it actually leaves the cervix. It has to leave the cervix into the vaginal canal for it to be tamea. The Bach learns that inside the cervix is the Bein HaShinayim. Therefore the Ish is tamea when the blood passes through the Bein HaShinayim as it goes towards the end of the cervix. Before it gets to Beis HaChitza.
Rashi always say,
I left Avishayim for a minute. I'm just going to the bottom line with the Bach and Spirit. We're going to have to come back to Rashi to see how the Rashi fit into this and how each one learns different Rashi. Yeah.
There's only Ben Shinayim.
Is by the cervix.
Somewhere in the cervix.
That's right. That is the cervix. Is between the two of them.
Somewhere in there.
So according to him, as soon as it goes into here, is where it's us. Now, this is the Knesh that Rosh Lem Zalman has, which others disagree with, and that is that where is the psichas ha kever, psichas ha rechem, psichas ha makar, whatever Lashon you want to use. Where is that? So Rosh Lem Zalman says that it must be that according to the Sidri Taira, it's the external as. And according to the Bach, it's the internal as. Others disagree with Rosh Lem Zalman, and they hold that no, Psichas and Makar could be according to everyone, even the Sidri Taira at the internal as, even though she doesn't come to me until it hits the cervix. Now, at the end of when we discuss the psichas hamakar, so then we're gonna have to figure out another nidin, which is a big machlekes that I'll just mention now because you'll be seeing it soon. It's the sugya lechav alf and alf going on to base. If we say ein psichas hamakar b'lo dam or not. It needs hezbe. How can you argue about this? Mitzis dikum machlekesor. There's custom to machas. What is it exactly? But what it's saying is the case of this is that there's a chaticha, a piece of something coming from the cavity of the body, falling down through the uterus. When it falls through the uterus and it's wider than, if it's a thin little thing, it just slips through. If it's wider than, let's call it 3 millimeters. We'll discuss the measurement in a moment. But if it's wider than 3 millimeters, so then already it could be forcing it to be a psichas hamakar. And there's a psichas hamakar, we assume there's dam. Why is that? That could be for one of two reasons, scientifically, one of two reasons. Either because as it's falling through, because it's wide, it rips the wall of the uterus and therefore causes it to bleed. Or, not that it rips it, but it aggravates it. It gets the uterus aggravated and it is iris and it causes it to just bleed. That's. But it's because there's a chaticha going through the uterus. Now the Divrei Makil, which is also a tshuva that's kedai to see. Chose the Makil Chedi Beisim Nunvav, different ICAs of it. I have some of them here. Where he wants to say, and Beisim take on like this, that it's not pshat that's vadai going to bleed. Even if you say im sikh sam kabla yada, it's a right. Which, as he points out, enough for me and that if I'll have a sfeik sfeika, it's going to be a sfeik sfeika against a right, which you have to dine up what the din is by a sfeik sfeika against a right. Which, in many cases, will be able to be lenient because of that. Now the shaila that comes about, that's a big machlekes, is what happens if the psicha was done from external, from the other way, from the from not from within the cavity of the body, but from externally it was forced to be open. I stuck something in which forced it to be open. What's the din then? If the svaras for Em Sichas Makar, Leidam, is the svaras that I mentioned, they both do not apply to them. And that's why many Paiskim held that Em Sichas Makar is only when it's internally. Externally, we will not apply this rule of Em Sichas Makar Leidam. However, the Noid Yehuda, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Or Chaim, Chelek, Gimel, Simen Kof, and Darach HaShulchan, all passing that it's also external, which needs Hesber. It does need Hesber at the end of the day. It needs Hesber. But that we'll talk about when we get to that part of the Siddur. And where it's going to play a big role is also in many different situations where you have the doctor, but during, at the end of pregnancy, he sticks his finger in. He could stick his finger in sometimes into the cervix. Rarely will he go into the uterus, but it could happen that he'll go into the uterus. So again, where's the psichas makar? External, internal, right? And Rosh Hashanah says we have to be machmer over here. We have to be machmer. So that's going to get really to more to the second half. Sticking in a tool or finger or something like that. We'll discuss more about that. But getting back to the first part of the simen, we're talking about a shoiferes. What?
According to Shindong, the
Sijitara,
the
system of cars
is lower down.
Right.
You
do
that.
Yes.
Going to the
Rechman
as well.
But that's
the psychism of cars. As far as the system of cars, like you already said. Also,
if
there's
shackles.
Well, anyway,
right. Right. Your kasha is only when it's coming from the outside.
Yeah,
so we have that kasha either way. Even if it's internal, we have that kasha. It's a kasha. In my city, you have many great people, a lot more than the names I just quoted to you hold. Yeah. And then you have a lot of people on the other side of the world. Right? You have the Shittas of Rambam Bechlal. You have to figure out what the Shittas of Rambam in this whole discussion of psichas makar, if it's chayv dam or not. A lot of machlekes in here where we use them to sometimes for leniencies in cases where it's needed. Now, what I was saying is I couldn't just print out the tshuva because it's a conscious. In the new one, it's Ayin Beis. Right? I called my son to print it out for me. I told him, "Simon Ayin," and the old one's Ayin.
That's Ayin.
And he was like, "Ayin, that's not what you are." But, okay. And so in the new one, it's Ayin Beis. Now, like this. Going back to our sugya now. And of Chafal from base. So we have the Shail of Reb Zera, and we have here Machlekes Rishonim. What's the Maskonas Gemara? Abayis Teretz, right? There's a Maskonas, there's Abay and Rava. The base can bring down Abay. What's the Maskonas Gemara? And what's this Tam that Shviferis is Tahira? So from Rashi and the Chofez Amral of the Masel Kipligi, over there it seems to be Vur that everyone's Maida, that when there's a Chatzitza, also looking at Rashi and Chofez Amral base, that when there's a Chatzitza, there's something near Chaitzitz between the Dam and the Basar, she's Taira. And this is whether she's seeing it through a Shviferes or she's being Mapel a Chaticha, which has in it Dam. But because of Min B'Minoi, Chaitzitz, so, Eina Chaitzitz, right? So, no, Chaitzitz, right?
Right.
Min B'Minoi, Chaitzitz, right? So therefore, the Maskana, it's gonna blive Taira. Now, where's the Machoikis, according to Rashi? Machoikis, when I have a Chaticha that has in it Pili, has in it cracks. And the dam is in the cracks. So now the dam that's in the cracks is being negea bivsara. It's touching, it's coming in contact to the basa. So according to Rabbi Lazar, she's tmeya because there's no chatzitz over there. And according to Chum, she's taira for a svara because it's not darker shalisha lira is dam nida bechaticha. And we could be taila that this is not dam nida, but right, Rashi says it's not dam nidos, but it's dam, he doesn't speak out, but it's dam chaticha. It's a chaticha. It's dam chaticha. And she's tar. Taisvis is similar to Rashi in Kudo, which we'll point out. But Taisvis over there, the Maschel Ki, on Chavbez Amarav, he says that if she sees dam in the chaticha that has cracks, then everyone agrees she's tmeya. Because the dam, because it's dam nida and there's no chatzit. No, don't fool yourself, it's dam chaticha. Adam nidus is dam nidus and it's no chatzitza tmeya, right? Rashi got out of it by saying it's not dam nida in one side. So no, everyone agrees it's dam nida and therefore there's no chatzitza. Shvei feres, a real shvei feres, according to all days, is Torah because it's chatzitza. The machlekes is when I have a chaticha that's like a shvei feres. A chaticha that's hollow, has dam in it. There's dam stored in it. Ogur, right? Stored inside it. According to Rabbi Lezer, since it's darker to see like this, we don't consider chatzitza and shitmeya. When the chum and metayer, even though it's dam nida, because it's not darker to see in this way. Which comes out that...
Is that dam nida or just tohira?
It's tohira. No, it's true. There's a custom, Taisis, right? Taisis, there's a custom, right? Can I tell someone to get a Shulchan Aruch Rav? You have one here? All right, you got it. Okay, thank you. Which comes out as follows, that according to Rashi and Taisis, anytime the dam leaves the Makar, thank you very much. Anytime the dam leaves the makar through a chatzitza with a chatzitza, even though it's b'shas vesta, could be this is a normal time to see. But it's coming out with a chatzitza. She's mitar mi migzeres akasim, and that's why it's revoros in the Rambam. Take a look at the Rambam, Suri Bir Perk Hey Halacha Tzayin. The Rambam posts the pasuk. They also, the Rambam seems to say, the Rambam Surah Biyah, Perek Hei Halacha Tzayin, the Rambam says as follows: Ha'isha shechnisa shveferes b'proizav ra'as adam sech shveferes Torah shenem adam yezoiv b'vsara at shetir b'vsara k'derach anashim roiz v'ein derach isha liris b'shveferes. The Shulchan Aruch Rav over here always tests. He says, according to Rashi and Tosfos, you know, it's Tes. Okay. He says that according to Rashi and Tosfos, he says, Uldivrehem, the Shveifer Shechnisasa Vipreisder, right? You have the Shveifer, they stuck into the Preisder. Ad Mokam Shashamish Dosh. Here's my piece of paper. Ad Shasham Ad Mokam Shashamish Dosh. Shutchilas Beis Achitzoin. V'yotza hadame atzma imam a carbon. Nichnas v'shvoy feres. Kigon shayse shas vesta toira. Af a pishlo itzi osse shvoy feres. Kim shle noga bebasa beis achitzim v'chein ubram b'mehedja. What's he saying? He's saying that according to their shita, according to Rashi, Tosfos, where it's a Varta Chatzitza, that came out through a Chatzitza, says, I don't need to stick the Shveferes all the way up into the Makar. It's enough that I stuck it into the Praisda until Ad Mokash Hashamish Dosh, which is Tchilas Beis Achitzin over here. Tchilas Beis Achitzin. And the dam was Yotzeme Atzme Me'a Makar. The dam came out by itself. It was a vest. Came out by itself. V'nichnas B'shvei Feres. K'yon Shoyis Hashas Vesta Toira. Av B'shvei Tziyose Shvei Feres. K'yon Shlein Noga B'basa Beis Achitzin. Because it didn't touch the Beis Achitzin. He learns that even according to Rashi and Tosfos, you need to stick the Shveferes until the opening of the Makar. Has to go to the opening of the Makar. Why? The Svari says is because once it leaves the Sifsei HaMakar, once it leaves over here, the lips of the Makar, or the internal us, once it leaves the Sifsei HaMakar, she's already Tmeya. So it doesn't help that there was a chatzitza when it was later on. Once it's out of the makar, it doesn't help that there was a chatzitza. Which, agav, going back to what we were discussing before, Chasam Seif is going l'shitasoi, that he holds that the sifsei pia makar, the lips of the makar, which is over here, this is bein hashinayim. This is bein hashinayim. And therefore he learns that as soon as it leaves here, she's already Tmeya. So where do I need the chatzitza over here. So therefore I need to be machnas the Shveferes all the way up to here in order to be mafsik the dam at the lips of the Mekar, so it's not touching the walls, the lips of the Mekar. That's where he learns. Now, the Noid Bihuda Kama Nunhe, which is the tshuva that we quoted before also, the Noid Bihuda Kama Nunhe, so the entire Kuf Tzaydal, which, if we have time, that will be our next step to go to Kuf Tzaydal, because that's the Dina Yeledis, which has a lot to do with this also. So the Siddhi Taira over there of Kivega, also in the tshuva that we saw many times, in Kama Simin Samach. And this is where Rav Shlaim Zalman's being Machriya Chedik Beis, Simen Ayin Beis, from Islam and Hay and onwards over there. that the Pesach, the opening of the Tzavar HaRechem, which is called the Piyamakar, that by the opening of the Tzavar HaRechem, meaning by the what we would call the Sifsei HaRechem, by the opening of the uterus, that's not the Bein HaShnayim. The Bein HaShnayim is lower down. The Bein HaShnayim is where it goes into the Beis HaChitzin. That's the Nartik. That's in Hebrew called the Nartik. See, even though the Dam from the Tzavar Rechem, meaning from the neck of the Rechem, which is the internal As, until it gets to the bottom one, it was flowing, but she didn't become Tmei yet until it reaches the external As, and therefore he learns that I don't need to stick the Shveferes all the way up to the Rechem. It's enough that it's in the Beis HaChitzin, and the Dam never touched the Kaisei Beis HaChitzin. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav is learning also. That's the Shulchan Aruch Rav is learning.
Is Rashi the words Kaisei Beis HaRechem?
Yeah.
We could refer to this as the inner part of Kaisei Beis HaRechem is referring to the Beis HaChitzin.
If I remember, they have a hard time knowing what Rashi is referring to. And to be honest, I don't remember. I do remember there's a. Do you remember what they speak about here?
What's the modern Hebrew word for externalis?
Is there enough?
I hear it all.
I'm not sure. Okay. Now, we have the Shita of the Ramban. The Ramban on Chaf Aleph on Beis Shtickle learns the opposite of Tosfos. You saw the Ramban inside?
Yeah.
Okay, good. The Magid there puts things together nicely.
He says it's five, four Shita.
Right. Five.
Is it
five? Is it right? Anyways, the Ramban over there is the Ramban. It sort of goes, he liked Tosfos that a chaticha that has bekayim cracks, she's a mitzmeya. A shreferes is mutter lechaldeis. Machlokes Rav Lozen Chomim is if she'll see dam in a chaticha that's kein shreferes. Meaning where the dam is stored in the chaticha. So that's like Tosfos. However, this is what he says. According to Rav Lezer, that she's Taira, that's even if it's nicker, that's not dam chaticha, that's dam nida. The chachamim only are mitaya when the dam is blue in the chaticha, not stored. Because in such a case, that's not called dam nida, that's dam chaticha, when it's blue in, when it's in the flesh itself. But if the dam is ogre, if it's gathered over there, so then that's dam nida, should be tmeya, and we do not say the chaticha is chaitz.
He says like Rabbi Yechon,
that's right. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yechon.
Right,
he's going like that sheet, which that's part of the differences over here, which sheet is going with. Correct. Okay. Then we have the Rosh Hashem, the Rebbein Hashim Shemikutzi, with the story that took place over there, which we'll have to get to in Halacha also. What seems to come out from this Shita is that everyone's Maida that if she sees Dam in a Shveferes, she's Taira. They're arguing, and what's the reason for it? Why is she Taira? According to Rav Laza, because of Chatzitza. And therefore, according to Rav Laza, if she'll see a piece where there's Bakoyim filled with Dam, she'll be Tmeya, because then there's no Chatzitza. It's all Tali and Chatzitza. It's not because of chatzitza, it's because it's a riish like a darka. And therefore, even if a chaticha will go out filled with cracks, she'll still be Taira, even though there's no chatzitza over here. Even though there's no chatzitza. Even though it's klar, it's not needed. Because it's a re'iyash leikadak. It's a re'iyash leikadak. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav over here, in Ois Ches, and in Ois Ches, so he's quoting the Rosh, and he learns over here like this. He says, that according to the Rosh, Pirish va'ad b'chlal shechnisas le'toich mekar demeha v'nichnas hadam b'shveferes v'yitziyasi lachutz. According to the Rosh, we have to learn that the shveferes went all the way into the piyamekar, into the mekar, and the demeha is nichnas into the shveferes, and that's how it's going out. Ve'ein derech nashim liriskin. Mishum achitayra shenem adam yezev b'sara, b'sara v'lei b'shveferes. V'tayma dekra, la mishum chatzitzahu. Not because of chatzitza. Sheshveferes mevsek ez bein dam lebasa beis achitzin. Al tayma dekra, mishum she'ein derech nashim liris dam b'zeh ha'inyin. V'loiti me'a kosev al b'shroi k'derech shanashim regilis liris. Now, the Ava Bishachnisa Shviferes the Techamakar, the Aim Psych is a Kevin Bladam. Fine, that's another question which we'll have to come to. Fine.
So, where is the thing you're actually entering to, just technically?
So, he's saying according to the Rosh, has to go
into the uterus.
Into the uterus. That's what he's saying. Now,
Rabbi Lozer doesn't.
What?
Rabbi Lozer doesn't.
Rabbi Lozer, no, exactly. Rabbi Lozer now goes back to Rashi Taisus.
Right.
And the Chomim is this thing.
Right, which is a funny way to learn it because that means they're arguing, even though they both say the same heter, it comes out very different about how that you go about the heter.
That's right.
Seems like they seem to agree on the same din. Is that true?
I mean, be as such for Pharisees and Torah. Now, Pratim, the Pratim of it is different.
Maybe a difference.
True.
I'll call that call.
Now, the Bach, if you take a look at the Bach, when he's talking about the Rosh, he seems to learn that even according to the Rosh, there's also a din of chatzitza.
Why do you stick it all the way up? Because they say in the case of Pilei Pluye, there's dam there. But just not normal, so we don't care. And that, they wrote that mean, but the dam was left.
The way he's learning, the way the Shulchan Aruch is learning is that to make it in darka has nothing to do with when she becomes tame or when she becomes aser. It's in darka liriskach. And that is when it's not just that you chapta before the mokam of become tame. In darka liris means the Ria, which is coming from the Makar. That's what he's learning. Yeah, from the Bach, when he's discussing the Rosh, is Mashma over there, that the Rosh holds also of a din of a Chatzitza. We'll have a real Chatzitza, the Rosh is Maida to the Chatzitza. And if you had a Chatzitza, even though the dam's coming out, Me'atzmei Shabitar. Why? Because chatzitza is also shleike derech riyasa. It's also shleike derech riyasa. The machleikis between Rav Lozer and Chachamim is the kula. The kula is when there is no chatzitza, if shleike derech riyasa, she's tyro or not. So this is where we get into Rav Shlomo Zalman over here, where in the Aleph Beis is going through the Din of Shveferes, and he's discussing what we just discussed about Rashi, Tosfos, Rosh, and. And And he,
what are you looking for?
It's going through the, it's easy reading once you see it.
We're talking about Sarmi Kutsi?
What?
We're talking about Sarmi Kutsi?
No, yeah, where is it?
It's in
Yud. It's in Yud, not Yud Aleph? Yeah, you're right. And this one, it's Yud Aleph. Right. So, see, he wants to be Machiach from Rishayim. He wants to be Machiach from Rishayim. That the like we just said from the Bach, that the etzem chatzitza is considered riish leikedake even according to the Rosh, and therefore when she sees derech shveferes, even though the cause for riyah was kedake b'shas vesta, she'll still be taira. Just as another maramakim see this idea that her tzvi, I forgot to bring it in, but you'll take a look at her tzvi in siman kuf mem ches, he also tells it back in a clear way. There are two different ways, according to the Rosh, that she could be Taira. Akapanim apizeh, this is where he wanted to come up with an Eitzah. He was talking about a lady who had a hard time having clean days. What else is there? Does he write it? Which one?
Is anything more specific?
One second.
Yom
88. Well, see, this is what he wanted to come up with an Eitzah to help her that she won't have to become Tzmeya. See, he actually quotes her with three Pesach over here. Tzimikov Pechestis. It's the tshuva I mentioned before. So she could stick a shveferis in. He talks about a gumi. Look for gumi, if I remember it correctly. He used that lashon. Did you say that?
Six times. In hay, yeah.
In hay?
Hay is the first time we're doing that.
In next?
Yes.
Oh, let's see. Hey, okay. It says Bram near the Avgav Shechsan Shgam Shatzitcha Godly Efshalak V'Lavu Chumzu Zayim Komag Nira Lizdai Tekan Zecheres Lois Yinoshim Hashem Nafshim Sheilos and Lahakten Tvilos. So he says, yeah, here it is. Vusha Tilba Sheisha Yoim Ayemayim Lifnei Havest Shveifer Shogumi Dak Apia Mekar V'yes sagor shvi close umhudik heitiv al pia mekar ba'ayven shafil tipes dam pachas mikichardol netucha lotzis mikhutzish preferes shvi mamish closed in bakce ashirish shpreferes ye pesuach v'nimshach ar chutz leguf v'mamish ba'ayven shakol adam ha'yotzim ene isha layiga klal b'vsara shebifnim שבבייס החיצן על יצא כולוי מהמקור החוץ לגופי אך ורק דרך השפיפרס. And only after she feels and she knows the bearer that already stopped bleeding תנאגי ואיתה בזהירוס רבס תוך השפיפרס ואחר תוסי השפיפרס ותציין מגופה בואי נשלה יש שום צל של סופק maybe a tip of dam came from the shpiferes.
He's saying he wouldn't be able to hit the chitzen at all, even if it enters into it already, or be tame. Even didn't go the normal way. He's saying he can't touch the chitzen at all.
At least in this piece, before he gets into the pratim, he's saying that. Maybe later on he's refreshed a little more.
And he even would touch later.
What?
He's saying when you take it out,
it's ad chutz laguf. Oh, then yeah. No, but that could be he's doing better or higher up. Right.
Which is interesting because once it already entered a certain part, you think it didn't enter there normally. Like, what if you take down the after and put it back in her womb, put it back inside her baby tummy?
But this didn't come out yet.
Well, what's it after? Once it entered into the place where it's tummy, who cares? What's the difference?
Okay, so I'm not sure what he's playing safe or not here. right? Because if you do find it a little higher up, then it is a problem.
Would then enter out.
Right.
The same thing can save against the world. What?
Right, okay, that's a question also why he does that.
Right, you still form a 0-0. Unless it's, you go through the whole
that's a set. Right, that's a separate stick of why he does that.
That's where he mentions.
So, Akapanim, so this Kedai to run through this Simin.
I'll just run through it.
I meant this Anaf. And the next Anaf also talks about it a little. He also calls the Tshuvas Divrei Chaim. Divrei Chaim also, he learns in the Rash and the Rosh, like the way we mentioned. You'll see it over here. Tshuvas Bris Avram, which is brought in the Pesachei Nida. He has the Maram Kavis that everyone uses. The question is, what was the Sfar of the Cholkim? Right? The Cholkim on this Eitzah of Rosh Hashanah. What was the Sfar of the Cholkim? So there's a Tshuvas Anig Yontiv and Sim Peidal also, where he's mashma like Reb Shlomo Zalman in the different parts that we mentioned. Peidal. Now, one last Nakuda that in the Tshuvas Anig Yontiv he talks about over there is it's mashma from the Shulchan Aruch and the Paiskim. The Shviferis is Tahira, even Midrabana. The Chazal, and I think we asked this question when we were learning Summit.
Right, with the Ran and the Sri Tara.
Right. So he says over there in the Tshuva Zayin Yantiv that says over there that Chazal were guys on Ksum. True. That's because there's a chashash that maybe she'll see from her goof and she'll have her gosh and she won't pay attention to it. She won't realize it. Even though min ha-toyer we're not chayshver, but chazal we're more machre and chayshver. But shvei feris, when we see all the dam, we see everything that's coming out. And everything's coming out through the shvei feris. So there's no chashash that maybe some dam over here came with her gosh and she didn't realize it. So therefore over here, the takana doesn't apply. This is where he says.
We said other answers back then.
Right, we said other answers.
That
right.
Just, this is a very irregular way of seeing, as in seeing down with the Nargasha, just it's regular Riyah. That's, I'm just lacking Nargasha, so there they were right. Because it's more normal.
We had a little strength out of that, no? I know we cleared about that. We were still new then.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
There are a few people who answer like that.
Right.
There are other Shver things, but that we said is it's not normal at all. You're also sticking things up there, and that creature ain't there for you.
Okay, we can stop here now. We will, this is a shame, continue. What do you want?